Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Music his entire life, the one and only Reverend Lawrence Tomlinson, and here is his latest, I Thank You, Lord. Turn your radios up. I am the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
I just want to tell the world how much I thank the Lord for being so good to me. I woke up this morning, saw a brand new day. Lord, I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Have my right mind. You started me on my way. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, oh, you've been better to me than I've been to myself. And Lord, I thank you. Oh, yeah, I thank you. I woke up this morning and saw a brand new day. Lord, I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Hey, hey, hey. I have my right mind. You started me on my way. Lord, I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Here's another thing. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got food to eat and clothes on my back. Lord, I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Lord, you know what I need before I even ask. And I thank you. Keeping me and blessing me, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you.
You've been good,
and I thank you.
Thank you
for what you've done for me. Yeah, you, 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 you've been good, and I thank you. You've been a bridge over troubled water. You've been good, and I thank you. You've been my doctor, and you've been my lawyer. Oh, I thank you. And I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
You've been a man, a regulator. You've been good. Yeah.
You've been good.
Lord, 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 I thank you. You've been a friend. You've been good. Yeah, I thank you. You've been good, mighty good, mighty, 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 mighty good. Through many dangers, towards a snare, I have already come. It was your grace that brought me this far, and it will be your grace that's gonna lead me home. You've been good, and I thank you. Thank you for your grace. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. You've been good.
I thank you, Lord.
For loving me, for saving me, for keeping me. You died for me. You've been good. And I thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You've been good.
You've been good.
I can't help it.
I thank you, Lord.
I got a reason to praise the name. You've been good, mighty good, mighty, 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 mighty good. Hallelujah.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I've been in church a long time, my friend. And, you know, I like to hear people say that it takes a poor frog that can't, praise his own pond.
That's right.
And so I'm honored to have in the WFSK studios, for those of you listening outside of the Nashville area, which is where we broadcast from, I'm praising one of our own, one of Music City's own, the one and only, the legend himself, the Reverend Lawrence Thomason. Did I get it correct?
Yes, you did, sir.
All right, great. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
No problem. I couldn't think of a better person to be on the program.
Amen.
Now, you have a new single, and the single is called I Thank You, Lord.
Yes, I Thank You,
and,
Lord.
And I love the song. I love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
For listeners who are not familiar with who you are, I've come to know you through the Dr. Bobby Jones.
Yes.
And the work that you do with him, with the Super Choir.
Yes.
And just some of the other things you've done around in and around the city.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And so, you're welcome. Mm. And so, I've seen your work. I've seen you around.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you probably wouldn't notice me. I just put in a small, I'm one of small pizzos.
Well, we thank God for you being there in the midst of it.
Yeah. Yes. But I followed your work. I followed your last project. What was the name of that song?
The last project I did,
few years
Hymns
ago.
Of the Church.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that project, and I played it here, and I like that one as well. But you're back, new day.
Yes.
New music. And before we get into the music,
yes,
tell the listeners who are not familiar with you a little bit about you, where you're from, how you grew up, how you got introduced into the Lord. Are you a PK? All that stuff that people want to know.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, we'll thank God for this opportunity, and we pray someone will be blessed from my testimony. Well, I grew up in Nashville, born and raised here, and went to Pearl High School, and that's why we're doing music and things, you
okay.
know, sing with the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And after I graduated from Pearl High, I went to American Baptist College.
My alma mater.
Yes.
Our alma mater. That's right.
And we
right.
both played yeah. Phi Beta
Sigma. Phi Beta Sigma, so Blue Phi.
Yeah,
that's right.
Man,
yeah.
Blue Phi, go
ahead. Yes.
And so while I was there, I was attending Temple Church.
Okay.
Where Dr. Michael Lee Graves
that's
was,
right.
was pastor.
A former Bishop Graves.
Okay.
Yes.
Make a story
yes.
short. One Sunday morning, he asked us to write down what we want the Lord to do for us in
uh-huh.
our life.
Uh-huh.
So I had a pen and paper, and I started writing down. I said, Lord, I want you to bless me with an album, and I want it to be a blessing to every ear that hear it, every hand that touch it, and I thank you for what you're going to do for me, oh Lord, because I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the thanks for everything you've done for me in my life. And tears started flowing from my eye, Brother
wow.
X, man. And I said, Lord, I feel something. And I did. Yeah. And he took up all our notes in the whole church. That when we were worshiping the gym there.
Gotcha.
The church wasn't built yet.
Which gym was that?
The gym is in the back of the church.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
The gym. And so he took it up. And so about a week later, I was reading my scriptures in my bed, laying down. Almost I got a phone call from a friend of mine. He said, hello, Lawrence. How you doing? I said, just got to read my scripture. How you doing? He said, I'm doing just fine. He said, Lawrence, I want to be a blessing to you. I said, what do you mean? He said, I want to do an album with you. I said, what?
Wow.
Now, this a week after I had prayed.
Yeah.
And we put it in this big old bucket, and Reverend Gray prayed over and did all the wonderful things, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you're supposed to do over prayer requests.
Yes.
So I said, for real? I said, I just, don't fool me now. Don't play with me like this. Because I just asked the Lord for an album. He said, well, I'm willing to do it. And I don't care how much it costs.
Wow.
I'll pay for it.
Wow.
The next week,
uh-huh.
I was singing at a wedding. And the preacher came up to me and said, ooh, Lawrence, you touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because I sung the Lord's Prayer
mm-hmm.
at the wedding. I said, you sung so well. I want to do an album with you. I said, wait a minute. I already got a sponsor.
Wow.
So maybe we'll put our money together.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked back to the other sponsor, the first one that called me.
Yeah.
He said, I don't need his money. I'll do it on my own.
Wow.
Brother, he gave me a blank check.
What?
And said, write out to whatever you needed.
That is unheard of in this business.
God is in the blessing mm-hmm. business. And that's how my career of recording started as being on my own.
Gotcha.
And the name of the album was deliverance would come.
All right.
And the Lord answered my prayer again. Yeah. Because every ear that hear that album, every hand that touches, said, Lou Lawrence, this has been a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you for the song. And they still play it in some places.
Wow.
In fact, Pastor Gray did a prayer on that same album.
Wow. I'm going to look that up. How many years ago was that?
Ooh, that was back in 1984. I believe. Somewhere in that area. Yeah.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's to say, so for the listeners, that's how long he's been praising and serving the Lord.
Yes.
So that's what you'll get from this prize. You get an anointed man of God who knows how to speak on behalf of God.
Yes.
So, yeah.
God did it.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling a lie. I'm not trying to encourage make people think something that's not happening. But he did. I prayed and I asked the Lord for that. And he granted. And I've been singing. On album, I've been singing before then.
Before then, yeah.
Yeah, singing with DeWitt Johnson.
That's
and
right.
Johnson ensemble.
That's right. How's he doing?
He's
seen
doing
him
great.
Okay.
DeWitt is still writing songs and doing a great job.
Okay.
But then I asked the Lord that I want to be on. I told the Lord I want to be on my own.
Gotcha.
To do something, and He answered my prayer.
Yeah.
With that album.
Yeah.
So ever since that day, I've been going. Then that next album I did with Derek Lee.
Gotcha.
Called Never Let Go of His Hand.
Wow.
And that's that's about three or four songs on that real popular. Mm-hmm. You've Been Good to Me.
Yeah.
People like that.
Yes,
I saw the light.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord blessed me to be nominated for a Grammy on that album.
Man.
It brings tears to my eye now how God has blessed me, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, He blessed me.
Yeah.
And I say God has had special favor on me.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. Mm-hmm. I really thank God. And I pray and ask whoever listening to this request, listening to this
interview,
yes. I'm saying request,
that's okay.
that they will be blessed and trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And lean not to your own understanding,
right.
but in all thy way acknowledge
Him.
And He will
direct your
path.
Amen.
He will open doors for you. He will close doors. He'll bring people into your life to be a help to you if you just trust Him.
Yes.
Just trust. And that's what I did.
Amen.
I trust God all the way. I wasn't looking for no Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking about no grammar. All I want to do is just praise the Lord and use my gift to bless people.
Yeah.
And that's what He done for me.
You should have put that on the front of your album cover, man. Grammy nominee. Come on, man.
It's on the back of it.
It's on the back. Put it on the front, man, so they can see it on the front. So that separates you from all the other artists out here, man. So that is phenomenal. How'd you end up with Dr. Bobby Jones and the Super Choir?
How you know? Well, yes. Dr. Bobby Jones belonged to my church.
Gotcha.
He belonged to Temple Church. We both belonged there. So he
saw pastor there is now Pastor Drumright.
He's the pastor Drumright. He's pastor there now.
What's up, Temple?
Okay. Praise the Lord, Temple.
Yeah.
My home church.
Yeah.
And so one Sunday morning, Dr. Jones saw me sitting in the pulpit with my robe on. He said, Lawrence, you're not doing nothing too much. I said, no, I'm still traveling off and on. He said, come go with me to Italy.
Woo!
I said, Italy? He said, yeah. I want to take you to Italy and sing with the choir. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined him, and I've been singing with him ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ever since. And Bobby has been a great help to me.
Amen.
He has helped me. He has influenced me. He has encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Dr. Jones is our Phi Beta Sigma brother.
That's right. Sure is. Sure is.
Praise the Lord.
What's up, Dr. Jones? I'm pretty sure he's listening.
Yeah.
And so you all lost a member of the Super Choir recently. Did you not?
We don't have a bunch of
Shirley Davis.
Let me get it right. Shirley Davis.
Shirley Davis.
Yeah,
okay.
Shirley Davis. Yeah.
Shirley Davis. So this interview is spontaneous. There's a bunch of not any notes in here.
No.
I'm not reading off of a sheet and all that stuff. So this is strictly, we're talking to you on behalf of the Lord. So our prayers go out to her family.
Yes.
As well as the family of our mayor here in Nashville, Megan Berry.
Yes.
Lost her son.
Yes, she did.
And so our thoughts and prayers still with her and her husband as our city continues to mourn. And I was thinking about someone else, but it'll come to me. But
okay.
But anyway, so you've been knowing the Lord and singing for the Lord a long time.
Long time.
A long time. What can we expect from this latest project?
This latest project, you should expect encouragement.
Praise. It's always good to be encouraged.
And praise to God.
Praise to God.
And thank you, because the title of the single is
I thank you, Lord.
So we're really thanking the Lord for everything He done for us in our life and going to do for us in our life. So that's a praise report to God.
And you know, as I listen to your music, you like the choir sound, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And I've been
grew up
used
singing
to that.
In the choir.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I couldn't help because I love the choir. I mean, mm-hmm. nothing against praise teams. Yeah. I'm not, praise teams.
Same but, with me. Nothing against praise teams. Yeah. But when you used to something, you just kind of linger more to that all the time. And kind of hard to get out of my comfort zone with the choir. Yeah.
The choir, because when you sing, there's something about when I see you sing. It's I don't know if the people, maybe I'm Johnny come late to the party, but it's like the people either know everything that you're getting ready to sing because they just seem to get right behind you and get right into
they sure
it.
Do,
and I'm like, how do they know? I mean, do they know? Or they just,
somebody else told me that last week, said, well, you got up to sing. Say, here he come. Yeah. And they just sing along with me, say, watch you do this. Yeah. You know, it's just like they mimic me or know everything I'm going to do. Yeah. I guess that's a favor God had put on me. Yeah, and plus the fact, I pray before I sing.
Gotcha.
I pray. Yeah. You don't see it. Yeah. But in my mind, I'm talking to the Lord.
Okay.
Lord, use me. Hide me behind the cross.
Yeah.
Let them see all of you and none of me.
Amen.
And I always said it every time I get to sing.
Okay.
There's a little tinge of nervousness, but there I put God in front.
Amen.
And I say, I don't care who I'm singing to, let them be blessed. Also, I sung for the mayor. I sung for her inauguration.
Okay.
Yes, I sung the, and also sung for the governor.
Wow.
I sung, not trying to brag.
No, God had put on. This is your story.
Favor. I call it favor.
Yes.
Also, sung for Shelty. What Clinton girl?
Chelsea Clinton.
Yes,
okay.
Sung for her at J.T. Moore School.
Wow.
God had blessed me to sing in places that I would never expect to be in. And when I went to Italy, Spain, Australia, and overseas with Dr. Jones, he just took me everywhere and just let me sing and just glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
We did a song called In That Great Getting Up Morning. We did that together and he just enjoyed it. And so one night I said, Dr. Jones, I'm kind of tired and like, I don't feel like getting up on top of those notes like that. He said, okay, Lord, let's rest. So in the mid part of the show, they would dress up, you know, some of the folk in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 10,000 people there.
10,000.
And then one night by 20,000. They're just everywhere. Just to hear a sing while I was in Italy. So they were all dressed up in some old slave clothes. Yeah, that's what we usually do.
Yeah.
Bobby always have an accent, you know, to add to the song.
Yeah.
So Bobby looked out in the audience. He said, look, Lawrence. I said, That's it. Fare you well. So I said, Bobby said, Lawrence, you got to sing it. I said, okay, we were saying thank you. They were so excited when we sung. But I like to thank Dr. Jones for everything he done for me and everybody else.
Yeah.
They call me the son of Nashville.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call me the spark plug.
I can see that. I can see that.
Because I'm so excited.
And if you've never seen him minister, you need to have him to your ministry and just watch God work.
Yes.
It's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the program. Where can the listeners find out more about you and how can they reach you and how can they get your project?
They can go to my email
and
my website, lawrencethompson.com and lawrencethompson@aol.com, or my phone number.
Okay.
615 area code 403-2741. Want to get a shout out friend Cedric who produced and wrote the song.
That's right.
Thank God for him. He called me up and said, Lawrence, I got a song for you
to
do.
He sent this interview up.
Yes, he sent the interview up.
He sent the emails and the reminders and all that. That's correct.
And a shout out to all the radio listeners and my friends and my church member and everybody who have encouraged me and who have been a part of my life and those that invited me to their church to sing. I thank you for allowing me to come and minister in song. And to everybody, I want to thank God for this gift he had given me to give to you and encourage you and strengthen you and help you along the way.
Amen. Cedric Polonitz, Polonitz?
Mm-hmm. Polonitz.
Polonitz, okay. All right. Spell your last name for him real quick, just in case.
My last name is spelled T-H-O-M-I-S-O-N, Thomason.
Amen.
And don't forget to get the project.
That's
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Need to thank the Lord for what he done for you in your life.
Amen. You really should. My brother, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on Real Gospel.
Okay. Bless you. And thank you for allowing me to be here and be a blessing to your people.
Amen.
And
Blue Fire.
Hang on in there.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.